1, 2, 3, 4, Medium Talk.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Medium Talk on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. Today I'm joined by a very special guest, someone who's been on the regular podcast, like three times now, a person that, probably my favorite, follower on Twitter. obviously, one of my favorite, porn stars is Sarah J. How you doing, Sarah J?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great, great. I really appreciate you doing this. We have tried to get this interview going for like a month now. Everything's gone wrong, and then it finally is happening, and I can't believe it. So I'm so glad and thankful that you could take the time out to sit down and talk with me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. I enjoy your Twitter. You're probably one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter as well.
Well, thank you very much. It is esteemed company. There's a lot of people out there. You follow a lot of my favorite people. Speaking of which, you've been touring around the country and all this different stuff and going gallivanting around the globe. And I've noticed that you started promoting something near and dear to my heart. I believe it was like 2 years ago you did Team BJ NBA, which all the Miami Heat fans and porn fans really became Heat. You know, like we really were rooting for the Heat after that. This year you're doing Team BJ World Cup to celebrate the World Cup. And you're doing it with one of my favorite up-and-coming porn stars, Siri. So I'm really excited about this one now. What, like, can you tell everybody, like, describe to the audience what exactly Team BJ World Cup is?
Sure. Team BJ, you know, is this thing that we came up with and we decided to do for the World Cup, where we sponsor USA, Team Brazil, Team England, and Team Germany. And if you follow Siri and myself on Twitter, and you support those teams by, like, retweeting our tweets and, you know, being an all-around good Twitter follower, you have eligibility to get a blowjob if one of those teams wins. We'll be giving blowjobs to all of our followers if one of those teams wins.
Wow. Now, are you using things that you learned from the last team, BJ, in this one? Like, are you, you know, are you more prepared for some, you know, like, do you have more qualifications to be eligible for your blowjob? Did you, are you going to, like, go with the knee pads this time as opposed to the last time? Like, what have you learned that you want to use this time?
Well, mentioning knee pads, yeah, I thought it was a great idea last time. They didn't really work out because, I don't know, they were hard and I was in, like, a hard floor and I kept on sliding around. Yeah, I think a pillow is, like, more than sufficient. But you know, this year that, you know, we decided to do it, I think the things that maybe that I learned was, like, kind of like what to expect, because the last time I didn't have any clue of what to expect. There was nobody who had really done it before. Mm-hmm. That got the coverage that we got and that their team actually won. So between the interviews and the appearances and all the followers, the tweets tweets back from the followers, the haters, you know, the fans, the haters. Mm-hmm. There was a lot to deal with the last Team BJ, and I think I needed it like 2 years to recover from that, to be honest with you. But now I'm ready again, and, you know, I think me and Siri are ready to take on the world.
Now, like, last time, was there anybody that was adventurous enough to try, like, to double up, like, two dudes, try to get a BJ at the same time, or did everybody just wait in line in an orderly fashion?
Yeah, no, we did a couple of guys at the same time, and, like, I fucked one of the guys in the bathroom, and, yeah.
Now, is that something where, like, they request it, or is it just, like, you're going, you know what, I'm gonna double up on these dicks real quick?
Yeah, I just doubled up.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Get rid of it. Also, probably helps get the,
like,
work
most,
done.
Most guys that, you know, I've sucked a couple stranger dicks in my life, you know, been swinger clubs and stuff, group situations. And, yeah, I don't think most guys have a problem with doubling up on the dicks as long as, like, you keep one on one side, one on the other.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, yeah. I mean, it probably helps you get the job done twice as fast and,
Well, yeah, like, I think everybody needs to stay stimulated. Like, when you're in a situation like that, you need to stay stimulated. You don't want to just be, like, flaccid and limp and, like, a noodle hanging around. So, you know, if I'm sucking off a guy, I can definitely give a handy or two.
Now, did you, do you ever touch any of the dicks together? Because that is a thing I see in porn sometimes, and I'm always like, I can't imagine that happening in real life, but it happens all the time in porn, so it's probably no big deal.
Well, actually, it is still kind of a big deal in, like, real life. like, in porno, I think we take the liberty of doing it when we know we can. Mm. So, like, if guys are comfortable with each other, they've worked together many times, or they're just that comfortable, or whatever their reason may be why they're fine with touching their dick to another guy, then we would definitely utilize that, because that's not something that everybody is comfortable with. That would be a special skill in the real world.
Yeah.
That would be labeled as a special skill.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was just one of those things where I think when you're getting your dick sucked as a guy, pretty much it's hard to mess that up. So, you know, it's like if she touches the dick together, maybe in the heat of the moment, every guy thinks he would be like, oh, no. But what is happening, you're just like, oh, well, close enough. Now, this time, everybody has a four times a chance to win.
Yeah, because we're supporting four teams this time instead of just one.
Yeah, it got kind of close last time with the Heat. Like, this time, you know, I feel like people are going to be really getting into the spirit of the World Cup now that they know who the right teams to root for are. Now, how'd you hook up with Siri? Like, how'd that start?
Siri is on my network, the Vet Nation Army. And she, if I'm not mistaken, she won Miss Free Ones 2011, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So she was like one Miss Free Ones and like Best New Starlet. And that was brought to our attention at the network. And we signed her on as, you know, one of our new starlets. And she's been pretty impressive since she's begun. You know, she's really hot. And she's got a big fan base. She's got great tits and great ass and, mm-hmm. you know, great personality. She's vibrant and youthful. So, and she's totally down. Like, you know, when we brought it up to her, like, hey, are you interested in the possibility of doing a Team BJ? She was all about it. And that's, like, a huge thing because it's a lot of dicks to suck.
Mm. Yeah, that is a lot to take on by yourself. And, you know, partnership is always good. It's spreading the love to other people. What exactly
you gotta have enthusiasm. Like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I'm all right with it. No, right. You gotta be like, yeah, like I wanna suck a dick, you know? Like, you gotta really be into it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as a person that it has a penis, I personally would prefer, you know, a positive attitude towards it than you know, one of those like, I guess blowjobs. Those are the worst. Like, it's rather,
if you're guy number 291,000, right?
Exactly. I'd rather just not get the blowjob than get the like the hand-me-down like blowjob.
Right. Yeah, hand-me-down blowjob. Like, I gotta do this. Yeah, no, I wanted somebody with enthusiasm. Serious one.
And you said Vet Nation Army is the name of your group. What does Vet Nation Army mean?
Vet Nation Army is the network I'm in. You know, internet website or porn website networks, kind of like, say, Bang Brothers or Naughty America or, you know, any of those sites that have a lot of websites umbrellaed underneath their pass, that's considered a network. So we have the Vet Nation Army, which includes a group of solo girl websites. So instead of websites, you know, like Ask Parade or Bang Bust or whatever, we have SarahJ.com, Sunny Three Lane Live, VickyAtHome.com, Angelina Castro Live, Domain at Home. So we've got, you know, like all these different solo girl sites under one network. So when you buy a membership to one of those sites, you get all of those sites for the same price.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Plus, we also have a cam network built into our network. So not only do you get those, I think we're up to 17 girls, 17 websites. I think you get those 17 sites. Plus, you also get over 50 webcam girls for free. So if you're into webcamming, there's a webcam girl on almost every hour.
Wow. Yeah, I'll see your tweets sometimes. They'll say, like, I'm on live now. Come chat with me. I guess that's when you're on webcam?
Yeah. Well, there's DNA Live is our webcam network, And I do webcamming for my site for my members 1 hour every week.
Okay.
So on Thursdays, usually around 8 o'clock on Thursdays, I do 1 hour for free. So all the members of all the different sites, all the members of the network, you know, anybody involved in the VNA can watch my webcam show for free.
Oh. And is it interactive? Like, can they talk to you? Like, you can see them chat with you and stuff? Or is it just... Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is, actually. We have... there's, like, a little board there, and, you know, they can type to me. And we also have 8 webcam boxes where we can do cam-to-cam. So during, you know, my hour webcam show, I can see 8 different guys on there.
Wow.
Plus, I also get to communicate with all the other guys that are in the network. You know, I would say usually our shows get between, like, 50 and 100 guys. You know, so it's pretty interactive, you know.
Now, do you
try to stay active with our fans by, like, the members forum as well? You know, I feel like today there's really not too much original content, but the one sure original thing will always be interaction, you know, human interaction. So it's customizable, you know. So we try to get our members, like, really involved by the members forum. And we also have, like, member events and stuff during convention times where we invite our members out to help us at the conventions and do member dinners and stuff like that.
Wow. That, I didn't even know that happened. Like, a member dinner? So, like, is there just, like, 20 guys sitting at a table with, like, just Sarah J and they're all trying to pick your brain or what?
Well, no, you know what? It ends up being, like, these guys end up being, you know, like, our friends and stuff. Like, you know, we can't necessarily, you know, offer, like, things like airfare to go to these member dinners and stuff. But, you know, the guys that can afford to come out and, you know, spend, you know, their extra long weekend with us at the porn convention, definitely treat them to dinner and, you know, hang out.
Wow. Cool. I guess that's pretty cool. I mean, if you, like, jack off to somebody constantly or, you know, talk to them every once in a while, like, you can't be jacking off all the time. Like, sometimes you're going to just talk about regular shit, and I guess you can make a friend that way.
Definitely. No, like, I mean, we're all regular people, so if you treat us like regular people, we will treat you like you're one of us.
Oh, that's dope, man. Now, what's changed in the game since you first came in? I think the first scene I saw of yours was probably back on, like, West Coast Productions had, like, this like offshoot. I can't even remember the name of it. It's just like one that spelled ass with 2 Z's or something. And I just remember being like, who the hell is that? And that seems like, you know, that's been, you know, so long ago. But I followed you ever since. You know, you've always consistently stayed working. What's changed about the industry in the time that you've been, like, from the time you came in to now? And do you like it more now, or do you like it more the old way?
You know, that question is so difficult because everything has changed. Mm. Every single thing has changed. I've changed. My goals have changed. The people around me have changed. Everything has changed. Everything from as simple as the media that we shoot on. When I started shooting, we were on VHS and we were shooting pictures in film. I would get them in negatives back. So obviously, like, you know, that has completely changed. Now we don't even shoot on tapes. You know, we shoot on, you know, cards that are in expensive DSLR cameras, and, you know, we shoot pictures by the thousands instead of by the hundreds now because of the digital media. The way we handle all of our digital media is obviously new and totally different. The internet happened while I was doing porn. So, like, that's a huge thing. Like, you know, we went from VHS to DVD to, like, clips, and now it's just, like, streaming, you know, like, storage, like, anything to do with content, all of that has changed, which has created, like, huge ripples in the industry, you know, like, these companies, these production companies don't need warehouses anymore, but then the internet has also made a lot of porn free, which, you know, porn is not supposed to be free because it costs money to make it.
Right.
We're not really doing it for a hobby. Like, as much as I would like to do it for a hobby, you know, I'm actually trying to make a living at it. So, like, all the free porn has really caused a lot of porn companies to go under, which has made a lot of talent have to look for work other places because there's less, you know, in front of the camera, jobs available.
Right.
So you have to get creative with your content. Most people use their content multiple times, and before, like if you shot something for a DVD, it was only released once on a DVD, or maybe twice because it would be released once on a DVD and once like later as a colossal combo or some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now everything's cut up and redone and used multiple times because you guys want that free porn. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, fans are like entitled to shit now in all genres of media, like music, film, porn. Like everybody just thinks everything should be free and it's your fault for trying to charge for it, which is insane to me.
Yeah, I don't really understand that either. Like whenever somebody says that to me, I almost can't reply because it's just ignorant.
Yeah.
Like you cannot go to work and keep working and not be making any money, you know, and people don't understand where the money comes from with porn. And like, honestly, we don't even know where the money is coming from. You have to make the money come from so many different places now in order to make a living. Mm-hmm. Like I could be living the same type of lifestyle that I'm living now in the 90s. And I would be working like one day a week, you know, whereas now And, you know, a lot of it has to do with technology and stuff like that, too, and not just in porn, but in all industries, with social media and a lot of accessibility that there is to stars and stuff like that. It puts a lot more work in entertainers' hands. You know, now not only do we have to perform, and I'm not just speaking about porn, I'm speaking about everything. Mm. Whatever industry you are in, not only do you perform on stage, in front of the camera, whatever, but then you have to promote what you are doing, what you are about to do, and also reach out to the fans in a friendly manner, thanking them, being, you know, like friendly and courteous to them and creating a social image for yourself. And all of this is stuff that you kind of have to do for yourself. Like even if you have a team of people doing it for you, it ends up being almost impersonal. Like, I have people that help me with it, and I'm sure, you know, other stars have people that help them with it, and other entertainers have people help them with it. But you definitely have to do a lot more work yourself. Like, most of what I do is, like, you know, promoting, marketing, and developing.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever get worried about, like, the idea of, since you're, like you said, you're kind of promoting yourself all the time and you're kind of always you always have to be on social media and everything. Do you ever like worry about like your opinions or like, preferences or something like being used against you? Like, oh, I saw that she, liked a certain political party or she, or why you got to root for the Heat, Sarah J? Why you couldn't, you know, did Team BJ for the Spurs? Like, do you ever have backlash from fans about that stuff?
Absolutely, all the time. And, you know, there's certain things that I feel are important enough to make a stand. There's certain things I feel are unimportant enough that I can make a stand on them. And then there's all those things in the middle that I just keep my mouth shut about.
Yeah, right.
You know, like my favorite color is purple. Like, I have no problem claiming purple is my favorite color. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, because it's unimportant. And I definitely stand up for sex worker discrimination because it's some bullshit and it's something that I am knowledgeable about and I experience on a regular basis. But, like, all that other shit in the middle, you know, religion, politics, all that other crap, yeah, there's no point in stirring up a beehive about that.
Yeah, which is weird, too, because I think...
I'm a porn star. Like, I mean, I try to keep it real. Like, I am a real person and I do have real opinions and stuff like that. But I am a porn star. People are following me for entertainment. There is a certain mindset that they have when they interact with me, and I do realize this, and sometimes topics get too heavy, and I feel like that there's a lot of topics out there that I should probably stay away from if I can help it, you know?
Yeah, which is kind of funny because, like, whenever I'm, like, watching porn, I'm never, like, going, like, I wonder what Lexington Steele thinks about, you know, the deficit or whatever. But at the same at the same time, though, if he like had written a blog about like whatever, I don't think I would be like, I refuse to jack off to this. This is crazy. You know, like I think I would still.
OK, but put it with a girl, though, like because, you know, you're a guy. So like put it with a girl, like say, you know, somebody like Sophie D or somebody that you like or something like that.
Yeah.
Me, like I write a blog about how I hate Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, or some shit like that. And you're a staunch Republican and you that totally makes you think differently of
yeah,
me now.
I wonder, because I don't think I would, but I think I also am a little less judgmental than most people. So,
right, you
know,
are.
I don't think I count really, because, like, I know dudes that, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in a second, but, because you were talking about, you know, getting certain flack anyway about from being a sex worker. I know, when, as a dude, I know, as a, especially as a black guy, there's certain stars that don't, you know, they don't do interracial. And I have friends that do not fuck with those girls. Like, they'll be like, nope, I never will watch her shit.
You know, I kind of feel that way too. I feel like everything you do kind of creates your image. Like, everything you do, whether you, you know, are rude to your fans, or you have green hair, or, like, you know, you are rude to paparazzi, whatever. Like, everything you do creates your image. So if there's something that you do that doesn't fully represent you, I don't feel like you should probably do it, because people are going to think that about you.
Right.
There's going to be a possibility of people think that about you and associate you with that forever. So, like, for example, this is, like, a funny example, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen a video of this girl. I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want to bring it up to people. I don't want people to go through the same thing I go through, right?
Right.
There's this girl that did porn. I was super attracted to, very hot chick. And I saw her do a farting video. I stumbled upon this by accident, right? Like, somebody sent it to me. It was like the worst thing anybody could have ever done. Like, ever. I will never find her attractive again. Like, never. And I apologize, but, like, it's just now, every time I see her, I think of her standing there farting.
You can never take it back.
You know, it could be something as little as that. I mean, like, farting is, like, everybody farts, but, like, I don't want to see this girl. Like, now, in my head, I don't see her as sexy. I see her as, like, the girl that stands around and farts.
Yeah, you can never take it back now.
Yeah, you can't take it back. It's out there.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Now, do you catch a lot of flack for doing interracial porn? Because I know that that's, you know, something that you're extremely popular for. It's definitely what put you on my radar. I mean, well, that's not fair. Actually, having a big ass and titties put you on my radar. But, you know, do you, like, the fact that you are willing to do interracial porn and stuff, I think is pretty cool. But I know that the industry has, you know, some double standards about that. Fans have some double standards about that. People have all these stigmas related to it. Do you ever, like, worry about, like, the way this affected your money? Do you, like, have to fight harder to get the same money that you deserve? Or is it a non-issue at this point?
For me, it's always been a non-issue. Like, always. Like, when I started doing porn, I guess I was a little bit ignorant because I didn't realize that there was so many people that were racist in the industry, and I didn't realize that me doing interracial would be, like, an issue to anyone. Like, it wasn't an issue to me. Like, I didn't even think about it. But then after I, you know, started doing interracial and became a little bit known for doing interracial, that's when I got, like, the most shit for it. You know, like, people were constantly giving me a hard time. I got a lot of really, like, threatening and rude emails, you know, things on MySpace back in the day, you know, all kind of bad stuff. But it didn't really, like, faze me too much because, like, I'm not racist.
Right.
Like, and I could never be racist, and I will always fuck black people, like, in every other race probably as well, like, always. Like, it's so far from my mind for that to even be an influence on me. I can't even fathom anyone... I can't even fathom allowing that to be an influence on me.
Yeah.
And anyone who allows that to be an influence on them, it's hard for me to relate to that person. Like, I have a really hard time. I mean, there's, like you said, there's certain girls in the industry that don't do interracial. And even though they're nice girls and I like them, I have a really hard time relating to them on that particular topic because that is so far from me. And now that I have been in the industry 14 years, almost 15 years, yeah, like, people know me for doing interracial. I've just tried to make sure that I've had a really diverse career. You know, I've done not just black guys, not just black girls. I've done everybody. You know, I've got Asian guys on my squad and Blasians and, you know, Latins and, you know, Spanish, Mexicans, all that kind of stuff. I've fucked the whole rainbow. And I feel like that was really important to me to make sure that nobody could ever say that, you know, I'm biased against one or for one particular group of people. You know, it's just not the case.
Yeah, and I mean, did you feel like it, would you have rather like made the conscious decision, or do you kind of like that you just naturally were being yourself, and hey, if you catch flack for it, you catch flack for it, but at least you weren't kind of influenced or made the choice like cynically as just like a career decision?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't make it as a career decision. This is just what I do. Like, this is just me. And I'm glad that I wasn't in a position to make a racially biased decision based on my career and financial situation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because, like, people are so, like, hung up on it. And to me, it just seems like the weirdest thing to be hung up on. But I think people are conflicted in general about porn, you know, because there's so much, like, religious stuff and moral stuff that people kind of get handed down to you, slut shaming and all this stuff. So I think even though people will watch it and participate in the culture, there's also this part that's judging themselves and then judging the performers, like, how dare we do this, you know?
Yeah, it's real bad out there. But, you know, especially with things like social media and Twitter, it opens us up to ridicule and criticism from the whole world. And you definitely have to realize that even though most of us live in the United States and we are in the Western world, and there's a lot of people out there with a lot of different beliefs. And we definitely get faced with that in public, you know, on social media. Whereas before, it would be, you know, somebody radical who went out of their way to find my email address and email me or send me a written letter. Now, you know, with social media, it doesn't really take much for, you know, somebody with different beliefs than me to let me know.
Yes. Oh my God. When you retweet me, sometimes I'll get
incredible, right? And you're like, these are my followers.
Yeah. It's crazy. I was like, you follow Sarah
J.
The hate
that comes out just from retweeting me, it's insane, huh?
Yeah, man. Like, it won't even be controversial. It'll be something like, oh, I almost had a salad today, but instead I went to Chipotle. And then it'll be like, wow, you went to Chipotle, cows died for that. And also, I hate black people. You're like, what the fuck? Where'd this come from?
Right? But like, you know, if I'm sure there was stuff, silliness going on when we were talking about chicken.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you and I are having a recipe conversation, and then there's all of a sudden, like, people interjecting about, like, why are you talking to that whore kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's crazy. One guy got so, one dude wanted to hop in the conversation because we were talking on Twitter about slow cooking chicken, guys, for those out there. I've tried to slow cook chicken. I have always hated it. I hate the way it turns out, but Sarah J put a whole chicken in the slow cooker, and I had
on
never
top of potatoes. That's the key, is you gotta put it on top of like a bunch of potatoes so it's not spitting in the juice.
Yes. And so I had never tried that, and I was interested to see how it would turn out, and I learned a lot that day, and I was like, I want to try this now. And some guy came in, and I think he just wanted to be in the conversation, which
he definitely did. That was one of those sticking your finger in the Kool-Aid, don't even know what flavor it is. Like,
right. And you know, honestly, at first I was kind of like, okay, maybe this guy has something that I don't know. But he got so condescending so fast, I was just like, well, I would have listened, but now you're a jerk. I don't want to take your advice. You got to get out of here. And that I'm sure that happens to you all the time because, you know, that guy was one of your followers.
Well, yeah. And not only that, not only do we have to realize that there's different people with different moral and ethics out there, but there's lots of different levels of IQ out there as well.
Yes.
You know, we're not all talking to our friends. We're not all talking to our associates and to people that, you know, we grew up with and they have similar situations, like mental, physical, emotional, environmental. You know, like, sometimes I'm like, I just take a step back and, like, I convince myself that whoever just pissed me off is a 12-year-old boy from India. And that makes me feel better.
That's what I need to start,
like,
doing.
This is a 12-year-old boy from India, and he has no clue what my life is about.
That's what I need to start doing, is just make that person as young and different from me as possible. Cause like the other thing too was, I remember now his comment was like, well, enjoy your sawdust chicken or something. And I was like, you know what, man, you can leave. I was going to take Sarah J's advice, not yours in the first place. I know who that guy was. It's like a Twitter chef or some shit, but I offended him.
Right.
So now also, a thing
well,
that.
One thing I wanted to touch on, not to interrupt you, but
no, go ahead.
Like while you were talking about that, one thing I wanted to touch on is that shit happens a lot of times. It gets right directly involved in my mind, directly related to sex worker discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a sex worker. I have sex for a living. I'm a porn star. I make money off of my body. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to have to hear anything else from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. Like, if I have a chicken recipe, they're like, shut up, bitch. Suck my chicken. That's what I get. Like, if I was to go on Twitter right now and be like, oh my gosh, I'm about to make breakfast. I'm going to make scrambled eggs and bacon and toast. I might even cook some sausage. You know, I'm going to get 300 messages that are like, eat my sausage, bitch. Suck my fucking chicken, bitch. Like, it's incredible. It's incredible. But the thing is that happens with everything. Like, that goes to all aspects of my life. Like, I went to rent a car the other day. I go to the rental car place. And you know what? I don't even complain about it anymore because then I've spent all my life complaining, you know?
Yeah.
I go to the rental car place, and the guy's like, oh, what are you in town for? I said, I'm here on business. He's like, oh, well, what do you do? I said, I'm an adult star. Now, should I have to lie? Do I have to lie just because I know what's coming next? I shouldn't have to lie. Like,
right.
I shouldn't have to lie about what I do for a living. Like, somebody should just be like, oh, that's cool. I watch porn, or like, oh, that's cool. Like, or okay, or whatever. No, as soon as I say that, he's like hitting on me. The second I say I'm an adult star, he's like, oh, really? That's pretty good. Like, you do movies and stuff, and like, how many movies you been in? So they like, oh, you got a real nice body. As he's walking me in my car, you got a real nice body. You got a card? What about a flyer? And you got some DVDs on you? Can I get your number? And I'm like, yo, like, this wouldn't happen if I was a chef.
Right, yeah.
You know, but because I am a porn star, that's some shit that I just have to take on the chin and be like, eh, whatever.
I do like the idea though that if you were a chef and it's like, what are you in town for? I'm a chef, and I was like, oh shit, can you hook me up with like some steak real quick? Like, I got some pans in the back. You got any cream brulee on you? What you got on you? Can I get your number?
No, seriously, but because of what I do for a living, it puts me in a box that a lot of people don't want to let me out of. Mm. And it's real annoying sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine, man, honestly, because people do have so many fucking hang-ups, you know, about it, and
mm-hmm.
there's so much, you know, stigma attached, because people get, like, and this is me saying this, obviously not you, but people get, like, programmed from, like, when we're kids, like, you know, when you're in church, and it's like, your body's dirty, your sex is bad, don't have sex with anyone unless you get married, and then just do it enough time to make some babies and then stop. And like this, like, everyone's so messed up about it that of course, if there's someone who's literally making a living off of it, even if you're a fan of them, a lot of times people are going to have hangups about it. Like you said, when, like, I think it's funny that someone would act like they don't know you. You're pretty famous at this point. It would be pretty, you know, I'm sure that there's people who know you, they know your work, but when they meet you, they have to be like, oh, really? That's what you do? Like, do you have a lot of movies? Are you, like, they probably have, like, a catalog at home, you know?
Yeah, most of the time it is some BS, but, like, there's a couple people every now and then I run into that don't know who I am.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, you watch white porn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I only watch Vivid, and that's it. I don't watch anything else. I just
right.
Now
my favorite thing's parodies.
Yeah. I only like you. Did you know they're doing a Donald Sterling parody already?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, man. Porn parodies are like becoming faster than like YouTube videos because like they're getting out like right away. They're like, it doesn't even take long. They're doing a cuckold version of Donald Sterling.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it didn't take long, man.
Well, don't, right?
Yeah, now, and I know, I remember from talking to you in the past, you don't like the silly, like, acting and all that stuff. You're more into the, like, let's fuck, let's get it on.
Yeah. I want to see some, you know, I want to see some people doing some intense, impressive shit, like some acrobatics and stuff, like some good fucking. I don't watch porn for comedy usually.
Yeah, you're like me at an action movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Speaking of action movies, I put like my thoughts up about Godzilla. Woof.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got attacked. I got attacked.
Were you a fan of Godzilla or not a fan?
Not a fan at all.
Oh my god! Like, see, this is why we go together, because I hate it too.
But you know what? I figured out why the people that liked it liked it. Mm-hmm. Like, it took me a minute, because I was like, how could people? Because there were so many people that liked it, I couldn't figure out why. Because they liked the old movies. And they did not want the old movies to change, really.
Mm.
That's the people who liked the new one, because the new one was just like the old one, only like a little bit more in color, like a little bit better color, you know? Like, the acting was just as bad as it was back in the day. The, you know, all, like, I was hoping for some 2014 shit, like, give me some, like, incredible special effects and some, like, great intense acting. This is, I was thinking, like, some sort of, like, disaster movie crossed with, like, Transformers or something. Yeah. No, this is just like the original Godzilla.
You know what's funny is what I realized about the original Godzilla is that, because I, you know, I was able to tolerate those more, is that those movies were 90 minutes, Sarah J. They were 90 minutes. So if I only got 15 minutes of fucking monster fighting, well, at least I didn't have to wait for 2 hours to see it. Like, by the time Godzilla showed up, I was ready to go.
And there was still only 15 minutes of monster fighting.
Yeah, there's still, yeah, it's the same 15 minutes, but you know, I didn't have to wait so goddamn long. Like, it got to the point where Godzilla showed up and I felt like he was late, you know? Like, where have you been, dude? It's an hour 45.
Like, all this stuff has gone on and like, where were you at?
Yeah, glad you showed up, you know? Slow clap for Godzilla, like, oh, sarcastically.
I completely agree.
Now, you've been in the game for a long time. And I heard you earlier say adult film star when you were talking about yourself. Do you feel like people coming in the game now are having it almost too easy? Because, in particular, and you had a great perspective of this on Twitter that I don't think I could have gotten from anybody that wasn't in the industry, but like people were talking about Bell Knox. She kind of took over the like media for like the first, I don't know, 4 to 6 months of this year, where people just constantly talked about Bell Knox, like somehow being in college and doing porn was a brand new thing, and nobody had,
right?
No one had ever worked through school, you know, at a strip club or anything. Like, this is all new to America. We have to discuss this right now. So, you know, do you ever like kind of feel like people come in the game and get the star title too easy?
I always felt, first of all, I always felt like the star title was vague anyway. I mean, you can't really put rules on shit, but, like, things are so fluid and flexible in our industry right now anyway. It's not like in the 90s, right before I started, where pornos were, like, regular movies. You know, they showed them in theaters, and they released it, and, you know, like, it was because of free porn and because of the disposability of it, you know, you don't do it like that anymore. So the actual term star is real vague. Like, who do we give that to exactly? It's kind of hard to determine, like, you know, who gets to be a star. But in my opinion, and this is definitely only my opinion, star is in the eye of the beholder. If there's some guy out there sitting there jerking to Bella Knox and he thinks she's a porn star, and he wants to put the name porn star on Bella Knox because he feels like that she is a porn star, so be it. She cranks his knob enough to make her porn star desire. That's the way I feel about it. To be honest with you, I feel like you can call yourself whatever you are, but the fans know what you are.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess,
you know, it's not up to the fans. Like, it doesn't really make you any more money to be called a porn star or porn starlet or, you know, a hoe or whatever you want to call yourself. You know, like, any of those terms, it doesn't really make you any money or any less money to have a title like that. But I think it's like the feeling that you provoke in your consumer.
Yeah, my cousin is in the NBA, Anthony Morrow, and you can't tell me he's not a star. He might only play 10 minutes a game, but that's the best 10 minutes of the game for me. So I guess
for you, yeah. But there's plenty of people that don't know who his name is.
Exactly. Yeah, there's plenty of people like Anthony.
Yeah,
who?
Like, who?
Yeah.
If like, he's not LeBron, I've never heard of him actually.
Exactly.
LeBron is the only star.
Exactly. Exactly.
it's the same kind of thing in my mind. Like, it's such a vague term. It doesn't have any rules on it. You know, it, in my mind, it invokes a feeling and an image more than anything.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I can definitely relate to that. So with her though, you made a great point that I don't think anyone was talking about at the time. And I was kind of just, you know, thinking out loud on Twitter, but you said she must have had like really good media connections or PR people in order to, like,
that's really the real thing. Yeah. Like I must have been thinking out loud on Twitter too. Cause my thoughts were like, who's she hooked up with?
Yeah. Like, you know, you're on MSNBC and CNN, like, you know, leading
yeah,
the news.
No, like, literally, I see this chick on The View and I'm like, who does her media?
Yeah.
Who does her PR? How much do they charge?
Right. Like, how can I break into this? You're like a, you're like,
I got things I want to talk about on The View.
Right. You're like a comedian when they see like another comedian on TV where you're kind of like, I guess I'm happy for him, but like, who's their manager? Cause I would love to be on TV as well.
Yeah, like I want that opportunity. There's, you know, there's a lot of people that I look at like that, like, oh, wow, that's cool for them, I guess. But like, how do I get that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and it's just so funny to me because America was acting like these were brand new issues that no one had talked about before. And, you know, there's tons of porn stars who've talked about, different things they've had to go through. There's a ton of like bigger struggles out there where I was just like, okay, well, now that you guys care, why don't you get Sarah J on? Let's talk about like interracial porn and let's talk about like, the difference between, you know, respect and, no one wants to talk about that. Oh, okay. Never mind The View.
Yeah. No, they want like drool to come out of our mouth. Like, I like to talk doggy style. And sometimes my boobs fall out of my shirt.
Yeah. It sounds like the beginning of every interview. By the way, who edits that shit? Cause like, I've never met anyone who really wants to keep that first 10 minutes of the video where they're talking to the chick. Like, no, everyone fast forward past that. Like, who's a guy who decides like...
You would be surprised. You would be surprised because... That is the stuff that yes, there's a group of guys out there that watch that stuff.
Wow.
Yes, that's what creates, like, super fans and stalkers.
Yeah, I would be, like, as
the
a...
The fans that are like, Sarah, I'm mailing you your favorite pair of socks that I saw you like Champion socks on your... You know, interview that you had with, you know, yeah, no, people are like real specific. Yeah.
Oh my God. I would be so scared. You know,
and you know what's a little bit strange to me is like, sometimes I get comfortable in these interviews, just like I'm comfortable in the interview I'm on right this very moment. Sometimes I get comfortable in these interviews and I'll say like some personal information, like not necessarily anything that I should covet or be wary that is out there, not anything that I'm embarrassed of or anything like that. Mm. Just personal information. Like, I was married, for example.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But then people will, like, and this will be things that just I say in passing, like, I didn't even think about it, but people will, like, pick up these little tidbits of, like, things out of BTS and interviews and, like, weird little like clips that they see and they will hold on to it and then spout it back to you and you're like, whoa, how do you know that about me? And you're like, oh, wait a minute, I did say that in that interview.
Now is it
impressive? Nobody was listening.
Is it impressive or are you like weirded out? Like which are, or is it both?
Weirded out. Definitely weirded. What was the first option? I'm definitely weirded out, but what was the first option?
Are you impressed or weirded out?
probably closer, like slightly impressed, but more weirded out.
Yeah, yeah, I guess, man. It
kind of depends on who says it. Like, if it's somebody that's kind of, you know, you can tell. Like, remember the chicken guy, right? You can tell. Like, if he would say shit to me, I would probably be weirded out. But then somebody else could say some shit to me, and I'd be like, oh, you got a good memory. Like, depends on how fanatical they are.
Now you did just say something about used to be married, so I do feel like I have to ask, like, was it during your career or before, or how did that go?
Yeah, I was married before and during. Oh, okay. Married for 11 years.
Wow, really? And was it a struggle? Was it a test, or does it just like any other relationship with you know, what I like to call people outside the industries, normies? Was it just like all of
we call them civilians or vanillas?
Okay, yeah. Was it just like
if it's referring to sex, we call it vanilla. If it's just referring to life, we call them civilians.
Yeah, okay. Because you know, civilian relationships have a ton of fucking problems, but everybody gets super judgmental when anyone does anything different. It's like, oh, that shit's different than what I learned. Anyway, I still have a 50-50 chance of making my shit work, right?
You know. I'll tell you, like, whether I was in adult or not, really had little effect on my relationship, in my opinion, because it was definitely a struggle from, like, kind of day one. Mm. But that was because of us. That had nothing to do with what I did for a living. What I did for a living had to do with because of me and my personality. So you can't just go blaming, like, an industry and a job, you know? Yeah. Like, you did the job. You know, and you decided to get into it. You were interested by it. It was you, really. And yeah, the kind of person that I was and the kind of person that he was, we were just growing apart. We grew up together and then we grew apart.
Yeah, and I think that happens to a lot of people. It doesn't matter what your industry is or what you do for a living. Like, that's pretty much the story of everybody. I tell everybody, you're kind of, if you're in a long relationship, like I've been with my wife for, 2014? So like 12 years this year. And, and that's cool, but it's luck. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of it is like luck. Like, you grow together naturally and you kind of, you know, hope that you can stay on the same paths and have the same interest and, you know, become interested in new things together. And it's not always possible for everybody, but people act like it's 100%. Like, why didn't you fail? Why didn't you know that was going to happen? It's like, nobody knows what the fuck's going to happen.
No, and I get frustrated. People want to put me in that box that I don't like to be in boxes. And they just want to assume that porn ruined my marriage because I'm a porn star. Porn did not ruin my marriage. I ruined my marriage. I'm not a good wife. I shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. It was a bad idea. And, like, no, it was, you know? Like, we could have been cool, like, a little bit longer, maybe, even if we wouldn't have gotten married, I think. Like, just relationships in general is not for me. Like, I'm not the greatest relationship person, and there's nothing wrong with that. It might have took me, like, 36 years to figure that out.
Yeah, and you're so open about
it. I'm not, and it has nothing to do with porno. Like, that's just what I do for a living, you know. Anybody that I have in my life, that's the first thing they're going to be cool with, obviously, because that's like a huge thing.
Yeah.
So I'm the type of person, and granted, everybody's like this, but I'm the type of person to put all big things on the table, like, right away. Like, by the way, I do porn, if you didn't know. And I'm like, I'm going to try to control you, and I like to fuck a lot. And I'll probably have sex with somebody beside you, but if you can handle all that, now let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Hey, well, that's the way to go, I think, you know, just start up front. They can, that way they can never go back and be like, Sarah, you lied to me.
Yeah, you can't start any kind of relationship, friendship, any, I call them ships, I call all the ships, situations, friendships, whatever you want to call any kind of ship. You can't start a ship on deception. Yeah. No kind of deception. That's no good. And I know myself now. You know, I'm very certain who I am and what I'm about and what my capabilities are and what my capabilities aren't. I'm a big grown up now. So I definitely know myself. I might as well tell you. You know, like, who you're about to get involved with or whatever.
Yeah, because it's going to come out later anyway. Like, might as well.
Totally.
Now, do you, you said earlier that your goals over your career, like, have changed. What are your goals, like, now, from your career?
I guess my overall, like, I'm always a weird person with goals, because I've got these, like, real vague goals, like, goals of happiness and success. Mm-hmm. But, like, as far as, like, specific, like, career goals, I've always wanted to stay in the adult industry, which I've been successful at thus far, and I'm still, you know, in the adult industry, so it's going well. And, you know, I wanted to be able to be diverse in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. I've produced, directed, I've had my own site, I have an online store that does very well retail. My online store, by the way, is sarahjvideos.com. So, you know, I do all these like little things, and I think that the A and B are the same, you know, like my goal at point B is the same, but my method of getting there is different, and it's changed partially because of the industry changing and partly because I have a bigger picture and a little bit clearer picture on how this industry works after being in it for so long.
And what do you do to stay in shape? Because, like, you must be a fitness nut because your body is ridiculous. It's almost like, not even almost, I think your body is better now than, say, like, 5-10 years ago almost. Like, you must work out extremely hard or something.
It's funny. I go through spurts of working out extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And then I go through spurts where I don't. And I've always been like that, like, my whole life, you know? But because, like, of the type of person I am, I'm a work in progress. I always get better. So, like, I don't ever feel satisfied completely, but I'm definitely never unhappy with my body.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've always been in a point where I'm like, no, I'm kind of like my body the way I was. You know, like, even when I was thicker, I liked my body then. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm a little bit slimmer, you know, I like my body now. I'm a little bit more toned and stuff. But I feel like it's always a work in progress. Like, I've got, like, you know, a mental image of the way I would want my body to look, and I try to make it go towards that every day. Everything from trying to eat right, mm-hmm, and eat the right amount, not overeat. That's a big thing for me because, like, I don't like to restrain myself from food, so I just try not to, like, stuff myself ever. Mm. You know, like, buffets are, like, a bad idea. between that and that, and then honestly, my sex life is incredible. And I have, like, very active physical sex for long periods of time. So that also helps. And I think drinking a lot of water is really important too. Like, what you put in your body is, like, super important.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, like, you know, the longer you're in the game, the more you're, like, have to stay on top of it and stuff, because, you know, like, all people, you know, metabolisms change, like you said, eating habits change, work, your ability to work out and, you know, how much you can put through your body through and stuff changes for most people. So, it's almost like, you know, like everybody at 19 could eat like 7 cheeseburgers and, you know, go sleep all day and wouldn't gain a pound. But then, you know, later on, it's like, I looked at a cookie and just, you know, passed out from insulin shock. So,
well, plus, like, plus, I also, like, have educated myself a lot more over the years. Like, I know what food is bad for you more than I did when I was younger. And I know what food is, you know, good for me. And I also know, like, biology and, like, how your food digests and, like, what your body goes through and how your body uses the food and energy that you put in it. And because of all this knowledge, it just makes me live a little differently, I think.
Mm. Yeah, the know better and you do better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just by chance, like, you know, like, I can go to a restaurant and, you know, pick a healthier option just by natural instinct now, because I already have the knowledge that, like, certain things are yucky and I should not eat them.
Now, what music you listening to right now? Because I always, like, notice, like, you're listening to, like, Talib Kweli. I've been listening to a lot of Pharamach lately.
You know what? I always notice we have similar music taste, like, you know, Childish Gambino and Schoolboy Q, all that shit. You know what I got the other day that I've been, like, stuck on? Mm-hmm. You know who J Mills is? Potent Music 2. It's like it's so long. It's got so many tracks on it, but it's amazing. And that's all I've been listening to in the past probably week or so.
Give me that name again. I want to write this down for myself.
J Mills?
J Mills. Okay. Yep. J Mills. Got it.
Punk music too.
Alright. You said punk? Did you say punk music? Or thug?
Potent.
Oh, potent music.
Yes.
Alright. Boom. Writing that down.
Check that out.
I will. I've been listening to this guy named Isaiah Rashad. He had an album called Sylvia Demo, and it's C-I-L-V-I-A Demo. And it's extremely good. Like that's why I've been listening to the last like month and a half.
Nice. At me on that.
I will. I'll do that next time I share it or whatever on Spotify. And we got a couple fan questions that we can get out of here.
Oh, are you on Spotify?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on Spotify, girl.
Oh, okay. I don't really. Maybe you can give me a Spotify lesson because I just realized what Spotify was like a month ago, and I love it. But I don't really think I use it to its fullest. Maybe you should give me Spotify lessons.
Yeah, anytime, man. There's a. You basically need the key to Spotify is you need to make list of music. And what I make, my playlist are all albums. So like, if the Roots come out with a new album, I just grab it, make a playlist out of it, and then I listen to just like that album. And like,
I'm gonna pick your brain now. Like, I'm gonna pick your brain when we get off the air and, see if you can give me some Spotify lessons.
All right. No problem. All right. We got some fan questions. My man Jay Brown says, is she gonna do a scene with Lisa Ann? I guess Lisa Ann's one of his favorites.
I've already done a few scenes with Lisa Ann. You can see them on SarahJ.com.
Boom. So
I did a girl-girl and a boy-girl-girl with Mr. Marcus.
Boom. So there you go, Jay. My man Romaine asked, he's got one question. This is four questions. What are you talking about? best, biggest, worst, smallest. So I guess he's talking about dicks, I'm assuming.
Right.
I don't know.
Best would be like, my off-camera special. biggest around would probably be like maybe Shane Diesel.
Mm.
What was the other questions? Best, biggest,
worst, smallest.
Worst, definitely. Worst was definitely like an off-camera, some random off-camera person. Like I've had some real bad off camera sex, but you know, like my best off camera, my best sex has been off camera as well. So not to judge that, but and then what was the smallest? Yeah, definitely some other off camera shit. Like I've definitely seen dicks that were smaller than your pinky finger.
What?
I've seen dicks smaller than your thumb.
No.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh no! Wow.
There's, like I've seen guys that had dicks that were like buttons.
Oh,
like
no.
Elevator button.
Oh man, you know what you just made me think of? Another reason I like Siri is she has like kind of weird nipples. No, and no, those are cool.
That's cool. She is cool.
Yeah, those are cool. Like, you know, like a little variety, you know?
Yep.
Another question we have is, what do you think about celebrities doing quote unquote sex tapes that are basically like porn now? And becoming, you know, like stars or selling a lot of stuff. Does that make you feel like, does it bring legitimacy to the industry? Or do you feel like that's kind of bullshit? Because one, it's not a sex tape. And two, they're not stars.
Yeah, I kind of get irritated by it. Keep it real. Like,
yeah.
what irritates me is the backhandedness and the hypocrisy of it, I guess. Because it's not like any of these people that fucking put out the porn tape, or put out, I'm sorry, the sex tape, are like down for porn afterwards, and they're, you know, like, no, they're like still speaking against porn after the sex tape, you know, like, and oh, I don't know how that happened, and it's such a terrible thing. They have like a real, they put a real negative thing on it, to be honest with you. It's very negative, like, oh my god, porn, oh my god, people coming with you, oh, fuck, bitch, you fucking own that shit, and at least support our industry like the rest of us are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't deny it. Don't hide it in a box. If you're going to do it, do it. And fucking help us out. Like, we are an industry that needs some help. And we need all the support that we can get. And if we can get more people out there that are like, you know what? Me and my dude decided to make a fucking sex tape, and it turned out to be pretty hot. Vivid said they'd give us a bunch of money for it, so we put it out. What do you guys think? You like it? You think I look good fucking? Like, I just wish they would be, like, more real, like, real about it and not that fake real that they actually are.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that, too. I remember.
Like, I need them to be supportive if they're going right. to, if they're going to use my industry. This is, like, honestly, if they're going to use my industry to make money, they need to support my industry in some way.
Yes.
And don't think that because there's some company making some money off of you that is supporting our industry, because it's not. That is supporting that company. I need some like social and moral support for our industry as a whole. We have a lot of problems and a lot of people fighting us out there. Like, the least you can do is not deny us and not make even more of a negative connotation. Like, it's some scandalous sex tape and it's so bad because we didn't want anybody to see us naked. You did. You did actually want people to see naked. You took the videotape, you probably had a cameraman there.
Yep.
It's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There shouldn't be anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like
you
work. We all suck. Some of us look real good doing it and some of us don't. And some of us are definitely interested in seeing how other people look having sex.
Exactly.
So I don't think it should be like so negative. And, you know, they have the opportunity because they are mainstream to remove some of that negative connotation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is too, like, the industry is constantly bombarded by people's opinions and all this negativity anyway. So when, you have people like this, that could bring like some legitimacy to it or at least like destroy the stigma, you know, a little bit. It really hurts when they turn around and then they're like, oh, it was bad. We shouldn't have done it. It shouldn't have got leaked out or I was taken advantage of or stuff like that. Like one of the things, one of the things that really scares me about, Bell Knox, and I'm only saying her in particular because this is the person of the moment, is, you know, she's only 19, you know, and
yeah.
At 19, nobody knows shit, you know, like that's just,
you know, at 19, I got married.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah. You know, which is exactly where I'm at with it, you know, like,
right. Like no one really trusts 19. Right. So like if in a year or two, she's like, oh, I was taken advantage of, you know, as all the people that were promoting it is like, oh, this is a feminist and this is positive. Are people going to then use her as like a axe against their industry because they have before with people to be like, oh, look, she was so gung ho and she didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. So obviously it's all bad and negative and it hurts everybody. So I do worry about that kind of stuff where instead of like putting people like propping them up, when people do stuff where they're not supportive or they turn around later and turn against the industry. I do always wonder, like, did they help or did they hurt in the long run?
Yeah, you know, you have no idea. And honestly, I mean, Bella is super young. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, even though she's very well-spoken. And I'm not saying that she's wrong, but right. I'm saying she's 19, so we cannot give her any credit. You know, you cannot. Like,
right.
Your 19-year-old mind is not the same as it is 30 at 30. You know, it's just not. But, you know, other thing you can't help but wonder is how her experience in porn is going to be so incredibly different than most people's experience in porn because of the media that she has gotten.
Yes.
No, like, for coming from somebody in the industry, I can't, and I have to admit, I also fall into this category at times too, but I cannot imagine how her experience is different from most girls that are in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in general in porn will, not just in porn, but in most industries, I'm sure, will take advantage of you in some little way if they can. Everything from, you know, we find tax loops in our tax laws so we don't have to pay exactly what we, you know, probably should pay. And, you know, like if somebody can make you come to work on your off day and, you know, not pay you for it, they would definitely try, you know, like it's that kind of stuff. Like the whole world is like that. But I can't imagine how her experiences are so different. Like because she's gotten so much media and everybody's always looking at her and she is well spoken and obviously has pretty decent media connections. People are going to treat her like gold. She is going to be, the only people that are going to be possibly taking advantage of her are like the people that are closest to her, like whoever her PR, her manager is. Because when it comes to like producers and photographers and other talent, everybody's going to be licking her fucking pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was just a thought I had, by the way. I know I got off track, but that was just a thought I just had. I was like, yeah, you know, like that's her experience. Whatever she comes out with in by the time she's 30, whatever book she writes about how her experience in porn was blah, 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 her experience is going to be so unique and special to her because of her.
Well, you know, honestly,
porn, the situation that she entered in, you know?
Yeah, that was the thing when it first, like when it first came out, I was like, Well, you know, good for her. I'm glad that, you know, obviously no one should harass her and stuff like that. And I'm glad that she's able to have a voice, blah, blah, blah. But then the more I thought about it, I got kind of mad because I was like, why do people care now? Because if that would have just, like, if you change anything about her situation, people wouldn't care. Like, if she wasn't a white girl, if she wasn't going to Duke, if she wasn't, you know, attractive to a certain demographic of people. She wasn't well spoken. Like,
I definitely think it is a perfect combination, you know, that it does make it a media story. Plus, of course, that really, the thing that really seals the deal is good PR and media managers and stuff like that. But, she looks like everybody's daughter. I said that before in an interview, you know, she looks like your daughter. That's why you give a fuck.
Yeah, right. If her name was like La Bella Knox or some shit.
Exactly. If her name was like La Bella Knox and she had big eyelashes and porn star platinum hair with, you know, crazy long extensions, and she had like a piercing in her face and cat claws, and she was like, oh my God, like, I go to Duke, and yeah. Nobody would give a fuck.
People would not care.
Because they could not place their daughter in that position.
Oh my God.
But because she looks like Chelsea fucking Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
You know, because she looks like Chelsea Clinton. She looks like the fucking America's daughter.
Yeah, that is perfect. That I didn't even think about the daughter angle, but you're absolutely right. Everyone's imagining they're someone they like in that situation. They're like, oh no. Now I'm interested to see what she has to say. But yeah, there's a ton of porn stars that nobody cares. Like you said, suck my chicken, get back to talking about chicken.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Sarah J, this has been lovely. I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me. Of course, everybody, Sarah J videos, at Sarah J XXX on Twitter. One of my favorite Twitter followers. You know, if you guys are into thirst following, you should be following her anyway, because like every third or fourth post is normally like, hey, check out my titties, or look what I was doing today.
I try to keep it in perspective. I am a human and I do have opinions, but at the same time, I know why you're here.
Yeah. Like you're pretty great follow. And I appreciate you on there. So, like I said, we'll be back with more, on the Blackout Tips Premium Network. So for all our premium listeners, thank you so much for supporting us. And, this is why we do it, for these great interviews, like this. And thank you for all your questions today. I tried to make sure I got to all of them. If I missed any, I'm sorry, guys, but I tried to get to all your questions. So, we'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.